Ladies and gentlemen, good evening from Geneva. I have a very special guest with me tonight, Masih Alinejad. She is a freedom fighter against compulsory hijab.
No, I am against Islamic Republic, not just compulsory hijab. That was 10 years ago when I made you to wear compulsory veiling. Now, the fight of Iranian people against the entire regime.
The regime is here present around the corner in Geneva. They're having negotiations with the Americans. How do you feel about it? What will the outcome be?
Actually, I have to say that after killing more than 40,000 unarmed civilians, it's like a slap in the face of Iranians welcoming the Islamic Republic representative here without actually mentioning about the massacre was unfolding in Iran. And right now that I'm talking to you, that the security forces storming into hospital, they're finishing off the injured ones. They're actually turning the mass arrest to mass executions. This is the situation in Iran. So this negotiation, it's very naive of the Europeans when they believe that if they talk to Iranian government, I don't want to even say government, to the regime in Iran, then they can stop them from enrichment, having nuclear weapons. They are using negotiation, diplomacy as a tool to buy time, to rebuild their proxies, Hamas, Houthi, Hezbollah, and also to rebuild their machinery of weapons like oppression against their own people.
Now, President Trump encouraged the Iranian people. He said, Iranian patriots, don't stop protesting. Take your institutions. Help is on its way. Help, so far, has not arrived. How do you feel about it? Has he betrayed the Iranian people? Or do you think it might still come?
You know, I want to be optimistic because right now, I don't think that President Trump, who actually removed Qasem Soleimani, the head of the Revolutionary Guards, promised the people of Iran 8 times and he's not going to do anything. I believe there is only one solution to end chaos and this war in the region and the threats against global security, which is calculated in targeted military action against the Islamic Republic, Ali Khamenei, the head of the Islamic Republic, and Revolutionary Guards. I believe that negotiating with the Islamic Republic, only empowering them, and not only empowering the Islamic Republic, Trump administration, they will lose their own credibility when they promise the people of Iran. I don't want to ask only the U.S. government to protect unarmed people. Where is Europe?
Now, Europe, one of the representatives who is now the head of UN, thank you, the head of UN, Guterres, he congratulated the regime.
Exactly.
And has not mentioned anything about their talk.
He did mention. When he congratulated the Islamic Republic, it means the UN Secretary General empowering the Islamic Republic to kill more people. Let's not be politically correct. When it comes to a massacre, where is the official condemnation from Antonio Guterres, from the UN Secretary General? I believe that the United Nations became a sad joke. Because right now...
Excuse me, you're saying that in Switzerland, we're very proud to have the United Nations in this very city in Geneva, and you say it's a sad joke. Please explain.
It is a sad joke. How come you actually host a murderous regime that right now turning the mass arrest to mass executions? How come? Geneva is a mediator between the U.S. government, Europeans, and the Islamic Republic. But I strongly believe that the right time is now to have a peace conference about post-Islamic Republic. Because Iranians took to the street, they want to get rid of this barbaric regime. They're very clear that this regime is not just a threat against the people inside Iran. They are the threats against global security. They're sending the killers here in Europe, Allahu Akbar, and then they kill innocent people. They have tried to kill me 3 times in United States of America. This is called transnational repression. This is in the DNA of the Islamic Republic. So we're not talking, hey, Europe, come and help us to save Iranians. No, we're saying that let's protect democracy. Let's protect Europe. Let's protect the national security of European and United States of America and in Canada. That's what we want.
In Zeiten des medialen Gleichstroms, wenn alle das Gleiche predigen, braucht es zwingend Gegensteuer, eine andere Sicht. Und genau das ist die Weltwoche. Unsere Traditionszeitung liefert Ihnen seit über 90 Jahren neue Fakten, Recherchen, Meinungen oder ganz einfach die andere Sicht. Werden Sie jetzt Abonnent, den Link dazu finden Sie hier in der Beschreibung.
You know, the regime is still there and it seems to have tightened its grip. I have witnessed 2009. The Green Revolution, how it was top, it was utterly shocking to watch for us spectators, journalists from outside. But nothing has changed.
You are you journalists, you're always wrong. You know why? Because I remember you have waited too long to understand that compulsory hijab is not our culture. All the Western, okay, you're a man, but a lot of Western female journalists, they went to my beloved homeland, Iran. They bowed compulsory hijab in front of the Islamic Republic. And they said, oh, we are respecting your culture.
It's still happening. German TV has a correspondent who wears it in these days.
Then that's an insult to a nation. You remember when you said the same thing, that this is your culture, this is Iran's. And what did I do? I forced you to wear hijab. Oh, thank you. You understand that. You couldn't even continue your conversation. That's an insult to a nation when you say that the regime is still in power, still this is their culture. It's not. My people deserve to have secular democracy. My people in Iran, they deserve to have freedom of choice. They deserve to have fair and free election. I like you. You're a good person. I know you're Swiss. You're not part of the EU. But the high representative of European Parliament, they have waited too long to designate Revolutionary Guards as a terrorist organization. I remember because they hated President Trump and the United States of America proscribed the Revolutionary Guards as a terrorist organization. How come they have waited 7 years?
7 years, right.
What? You tell me. That's our culture? To have Revolutionary Guards to kill us? To rape us? It's not. We deserve to have dignity, democracy, and safety.
The question everyone is asking all around the world, how will the Iranian people get there? How will they get rid of the regime which they have tried time and again, almost every year?
How come you never, you and the rest of the world, never asked that when the people of Iran manage to shake the regime, at the same time, the government from your country managed to shake the hand of this regime. You really think that in 21st century, people in Iran with empty hand, they can overthrow a regime with nuclear weapons, with guns and bullets? When they use military weapons as a tool, as an instrument against their, like unarmed people, you really think they can win this battle? I believe sooner or later we will end this regime because our courage, our hope, our anger is bigger than our fear. But let's be very clear, with empty hand, with the Europeans legitimizing this government, it's not easy.
President Trump has massed battleships around Iran. In case there was a trial for regime change, do you think that will be successful, a military regime change in Iran?
First of all, I have to say that a regime change is not a foreign plot or not something like being imposed by President Trump or Prime Minister Netanyahu to us. Like a lot of liberal and left say that this is a foreign plot being imposed on Iranians by the Israeli Prime Minister and the US President. It's not. It's a big lie. After the Islamic Revolution, six major uprisings took place in Iran since 2009. And the message was very clear. Iranians want to end this regime. I know some Western leaders, Europeans, they're very allergic to regime change. But we, the people of Iran, we are allergic to dictators. We want to have dignity. We want to have a normal government, you know? So I strongly believe, yes, this is only one solution. Military, calculated, targeted action against Ali Khamenei and Revolutionary Guards and the machinery weapons that massacred people. And let me give you an example. When President Obama removed Osama bin Laden, what happened in America? Americans celebrated the removal of a terrorist. They saw this as a sign of justice for the victims of September, the family members of September 11. No? What is different between the people in Iran, the victims of Revolutionary Guards and Islamic regime, and people in America? The people in Iran are the victims of Revolutionary Guards, not just people of Iran. In Syria, in Iraq, the chaos and mayhem, endless war in the region. What is the root cause? The Islamic Republic, no? They even use transnational repression, sending assassins in Europe, here, Allahu Akbar, and then they kill people. I have survived 3 assassination plots on U.S. soil. This is the Islamic Republic. So removing terrorists is not a tragedy. It's a sign of justice for victims of the Islamic Republic, because Ali Khamenei and his gang of killers, they're like ISIS.
I would like to, just to finish this off, I would like to ask you about a brighter future. In case the regime falls, now there's a man in waiting with Crown Prince Reza Shah Pahlavi, and he has amassed a lot of people in Munich recently. Do you see him fit to be a new leader in Iran with the legacy of his father, the Shah, the late Shah?
You know, I keep hearing from leaders in democratic countries and saying, we're worried after the Islamic Republic, we might see, chaos in Iran. But I strongly believe that the root cause of the chaos is the Islamic Republic. Yes, the son of the Shah promised that he is going to lead the transition from dictatorship to democracy. And I strongly believe that the leaders across the globe to believe that we need to bring all the oppositions together to have a transition from dictatorship to democracy. And listen, he says that he believes in fair and free election. This is a very simple demand. We should not have fear of fair and free election. The youth and the young generation, they're very progressive. They want dignity. They want democracy. They want to have a normal life. Teenagers are like teenagers everywhere. They want to sing, to dance. And these are all forbidden in Iran. So I believe, yes, we, when it comes to end the Islamic Republic, all the oppositions are united, from Kurds to Baluch to monarchists to left to liberal to everyone, because we have only one common enemy, the Islamic Republic. You said this is the last question.
This is the follow-up. That is the very last question. I want to tell our viewers that I had the privilege to visit your country many times. And I was always very, astonished at first, and I almost, I can say, I fell in love with the people of Iran, because they're very vivid, they're very smart, they're full of life, and they have a long tradition. My question for you is, once the Iranians are unbound, they're freed, what is the potential of this country when it has its free will?
You know, the Islamic Republic ruined everything. Our culture, our history, our environment, everything, literally everything. And Iran without the Islamic Republic can guarantee peace and global security everywhere. Look, we want to have an Iran where women can walk freely without getting killed by a bunch of morality police simply for showing their hair. We want to have a country where women can sing, can dance. We want to have a country where people can take to the streets to protest against next government without the fear of being executed. We want to have a country where people send their laws to America, to Israel, to Western country I was brainwashed to say death to America, death to Israel, death to Western values. We want to have a country where we literally have a normal relation with the rest of the world. This is the dream. We want to have a normal life in 21st century. If, for example, we exit from being a Muslim, we should not have a fear of being executed. I don't think this is too much to ask. And I'm not going to force you to wear hijab and cover your hair when you come to my homeland, Iran.
Thank you very much. But I do invite you to a phone or something. Very Swiss today. Yeah. So I hope you're having a wonderful time in Switzerland.
You have to give shame to Europeans who still legitimize the government in 21st century, killing women for showing their hair, executing men for simply protesting. I know you're not part of the EU. You always say that I'm Swiss, leave me alone. But as a journalist, you can give them a hard time that how come now the diplomats of a murderous regime walking freely in Geneva, where we are together right now, while the people of Iran right now are not even allowed to bury their beloved one, where more than 10,000 innocent civilians have been blinded by the Revolutionary Guards. I think you can do a lot to give voice to voiceless people. And thank you so much.
Thank you.